Hi, I'm Master Gardener John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening. Onions are a prime ingredient in so many recipes. There are three ways you can grow onions: seeds, starts, and sets. Two won't surprise you, but one involves suspended animation. Before we put the onions in the ground, a bit about their quirky growing habits and two-year life cycle. Onions grow a bulb in their first year, sit in the ground for a while, then use the bulb to grow a seed head the next year. We want the bulb to eat, so generally don't let them flower. Sometimes onions will produce seeds in 1 year. Long day onions, like Walla Walla, grow best far from the equator, and short day onions, like Bermuda, do better farther from the poles. Cool weather before the long days of early summer will produce the biggest bulb. Now, let's plant. If I sow seeds directly into the ground, the plants won't be very big when the long days trigger bulb formation. Using small onion plants will give me a longer growing season before it gets too warm and light, so I'll get bigger bulbs. The third way of growing onions, with sets, starts by planting onion seeds in late summer or early fall. The onions get partway through their first year of life and are yanked up and put in suspended animation for 3 or 4 months. When you buy onion sets and put them in the ground, they take up where they left off. It's like planting onions in December and having warmth and spring sunshine. Almost. Onion sets do produce smaller onion bulbs. Some just rot in the ground, some go to seed before the bulbs form. No matter how you plant onions, keep them as weed-free as possible and make sure they get enough water. The size of the onions you grow will vary from softball to golf ball, no matter what planting method you use, but the taste of homegrown onion is worth the tears and the toil. I'm John Fisher with Good Gardening.